91X News.
It's 5 degrees and foggy at 1 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon. I'm Isaiah Moeny. The Christmas Sharing Program has been helping the Belleville community for over 50 years. Pam Smith is the coordinator. She says they wouldn't be able to help so many people without the support from the community. Smith says that more and more families are turning to the program for help.
The need is substantial. Last year, we helped 1,354 families and individuals in the Belleville area, and this year, we are on target to either match or surpass that number.
The program will be helping the Salvation Army host a community Christmas dinner for those who need a nutritious meal on Christmas Day. For those who cannot get to the dinner, rides can be provided by contacting the program at 613-969-1020. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says welcoming Syrian refugees to Canada will produce economic and social benefits. He says there's more than simple humanitarianism in his program to bring 25,000 refugees to Canada by the end of February of 2016. Canadians have seen in the past that helping people flee intolerable situations produces a more diverse country, he says. The Prime Minister acknowledges that the issue can bring out fear in politics, but he says Canadians have dealt with refugee influxes in the past. Quincy Healthcare took a big step in finalizing its 2016 to 2017 operating budget. Sean McIntosh reports.
I'm going to ask for a show of hands. All in favor?
All hands went up when the board was asked to move forward with the plan that will cut 84 jobs at Quinney Healthcare. The job cuts are being made to help reduce its budget by $11.5 million. Also, $4.5 million will be cut from patient care areas and $7 million in the administration and support departments. Mary Claire Egberts is the president and CEO of QHC. She says the cuts are tough.
I'm never comfortable taking this amount of staff out of an organization, and I think we definitely have some challenging days ahead.
Chief of Staff Dr. Dick Zeltman says the operating plan will work.
It's going to be a challenge to implement, no question about it, but it's absolutely all in all the right thing to do to provide the care for people in Quinte Region who depend upon us with the resources that we have.
Board Chair Tricia Anderson says the proposal has only been accepted in principle, adding that parts of the proposal still could change. The final draft for the plan is slated to be finished by January, with changes taking effect as early as April. Sean McIntosh, QNET News, Belleville.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says that both pilots of a Russian jet shot down by Turkey near the Syrian border yesterday will be honored for their efforts. One pilot was killed while the other was rescued and is now at a Russian airbase. Putin has called the downing of a plane stab in the back and warned of significant consequences for Turkey. Sesame Street is going to look a lot more like Hollywood in its next season, with multiple celebrities stopping by to meet with the puppets. Among the A-listers on their way to where they air the suite are Gwen Stefani, Pharrell Williams, and Nick Jonas. Under a new agreement, the new season of Sesame Street will premiere on HBO on January 16th, then run on PBS next fall. That's QNET News on 91X to 102. Sports is next. Two Eastern Conference heavy hitters meet tonight at Madison Square Garden as the New York Rangers host the Montreal Canadiens. The Habs lead the Atlantic Division while the Rangers are tops in the Metropolitan. Both teams have 34 points, good for most in the NHL along with Dallas. All Canadian teams in the NHL action tonight are on the road. The surging Ottawa Senators put a 3-game winning streak on the line in Denver against the Colorado Avalanche. Elsewhere, Winnipeg visits Washington, Edmonton is in Carolina, and Vancouver makes an appearance at Minnesota. The Edmonton Eskimos and Ottawa Redblacks are in Winnipeg and will have their first practices today before Sunday's Grey Cup. Ottawa is going to be the big game after rebounding from last year's 2-16 season. The Eskimos have also had a recent adversity. They are only 2 years removed from a 4-14 season in 2013. The Toronto Raptors will look for a third win in a row tonight when they host the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Raptors are coming off of a Los Angeles sweep that capped a 2-3 road trip. The Cavs have won 3 in a row. The Arizona Diamondbacks have traded right-hander Allen Westber to the Pittsburgh Pirates for cash considerations. The 25-year-old Webster went 1-1 with a 5.81 earned up average in 9 games, including 5 stats. Send us your team or league scores, email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville, today, cloudy. Becoming a mix of sun and cloud this afternoon, fog patches dissipating near noon. Wind becoming south 20 kilometers per hour early this afternoon and a high of plus 7. Tonight, partly cloudy. Wind south 20 kilometers per hour and a low of plus 3. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy. 30% chance of showers in the afternoon, wind southwest 20 kilometers per hour, gusting to 40, and a high of plus 9. At 104, it's 5 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Isaiah Mawinney, News on 91X, next at 2.